This is program number LW2534. She lived in Akron, Ohio several years ago. I'm talking about a little girl named Beverly Smith, and I've just got to tell you about her today. Hi, this is Larry West. Beverly was different from other kids. You see, Beverly almost never cried, even from the day she was born. She'd bump her head, naturally, as kids will do, but she never cried. When she burned her hand on the hot stove one day, she still didn't cry. The only times tears filled her eyes was when she was either hungry or mad. Well, her parents became concerned, and they took her to the doctor. And the doctors soon found out that she, Beverly Smith, had some kind of a serious defect in her central nervous system. And to the parents' disappointment, there was no known cure for it. The problem was, she could feel no pain. The doctors told her parents that they must constantly watch little Beverly because she might break a bone or develop appendicitis or just become the victim of lots of problems but never know it. They told her that spanking her to make her be more careful about hot stoves or knives or matches would do no good. She wouldn't feel it. Can you imagine going through life unable to feel pain? At first glance, we might think it would be tremendous, but not really. And what little Beverly experienced, though rare, is not unique. In Reader's Digest a few years ago, someone told the story of a little boy who was unable to feel pain. And when he was about 7 or 8 years old, he came into the house one day and laid down on the couch and died. They performed an autopsy and discovered that he had died of a ruptured appendix. The point is, you and I have got to have some pain to survive. Who likes it? Not I. But we've got to have it to live. And it's amazing what we can learn because of the pain. Sometimes that's the best times we do our learning. If you're married, I'd venture to say that you learned more about your wife, or husband as the case may be, during those times when you were both going through a little pain, right? One day there was a little boy who ran to the kitchen and saw his mother standing at the counter running the mixer. "What you doing?" he asked. "Making a cake," she said. Well, all the ingredients were there. Eggs, sugar, chocolate, milk, baking soda, flour, everything was there. Well, seeing a little piece of chocolate laid aside, he quickly picked it up and threw it into his mouth. It was bitter chocolate, and he spit it out. "You're not going to put that in the cake, are you?" he asked. And you know what she said? With a crooked smile, she said, "Wait until I'm finished, and you'll like it." And you know, he did. I like what she said. "Wait until I'm finished, and you'll like it." There are some bitter, that's B-I-T-T-E-R, not better, bitter things that you and I have to go through in life. But if our attitudes are right in the midst of the pain, then when it's all finished, we usually like the results. Our attitudes. It all depends upon our attitudes. I'm convinced that we really can't handle it now, not really, unless we accept something as fact. Now, this thing I'm talking about is found in the Bible. Now, it goes this way, quote, "In all things, God works for the good." Now, you know, when we accept that as a fact, it helps us to be able to endure the pain so that, you know, we can be pleased with the final results. Now, I didn't read the whole thing to you. It goes this way. "We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him." Who love Him. In other words, if you'll cooperate with Him, loving Him, then it's God who would be able to say to you, even in the midst of the pain, "Wait until I'm finished, and you'll like it." I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Remember, we need some pain. We need some pain to survive. And it's in the pain that we learn the most. I have a Bible study course, yours free. I'd sure like to send it to you. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, two words, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.